Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Genesis Wrestling High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me, as always, NGW head official Scott Cross. Scott, we are 2 days away, man.
Yep. 2 days away, we return to Muskogee, Illinois. I cannot wait.
Oh, Benny already hopping in the comments saying hello. Decided to drop in earlier than usual. How are you? Oh, not Marco Hendricks, stupid PYT guys. Oh, Mickey Mice, call Mickey Mice, Mickey Mouse. Yo, we had Mickey on the show quite a while ago, and he seems to be prepared for his next match, judging on that pay-per-view. Hi, Dardar, two more days. You're so excited. Looking forward to Freak versus Ricky and Marco versus Sid. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and get right down to it. Scott, out of that whole card that we got looking forward to, what are you looking forward to the most?
I mean, you know, it's pretty obvious. I mean, the TLC match. I'm looking forward to this match. I mean, it was made at Endless Winter. You know, the fam was inches away from regaining those NGW tag team titles, but the Great Heathen Army had other plans. They decided to interject themselves in the match, costing them the match. That's when Phoenix made the match. TLC, Great Heathen Army versus the fam versus TNT for those NGW tag team titles. And we found out not that long ago that all three members of the Great Heathen Army are going to be legal in this match.
Yes, that, you know, that leads into numbers game that I'm sure later tonight when we're talking with TNT, you're going to want to get into that discussion with them.
Yes.
I mean, what do you think about, you know, why the Great Heathen Army decided to get involved with the fam versus TNT that was the catalyst to leading to this?
I mean, obviously it was the sign of disrespect that the fam did to the Great Heathen Army by wearing their outfits out to the ring. I mean, you know, the disrespect they showed to the fam. Plus, you know, with Jason Halbert in their ear, I mean, I don't think that, you know, he didn't have anything to do with that. I mean, obviously he did, but with Jason Halbert in their ear, you know, saying, hey, you know, this is your shot at the tag titles. They said they weren't going to wait in line. They were going right to the front of the line.
Benny cheering on the heathens there in the chat. Now, which team do you think is going to come out victorious? I know we're talking with TNT a little bit later tonight, but
I mean, it's kind of a toss-up. I mean, you do have the numbers game, you know, with the Great Heathen Army, but the fam might have a numbers game too, with a little surprise that happened the last show with LBK. You know, is he going to be there? We know he's not signed to New Genesis Wrestling. You know, is he going to be there? Is he banned from the building? Like, what is that factor with him in this match? I mean,
yeah, Marcel's in the chat. They were mad because I got to pet that dog.
Yep. They were not very happy about that.
No, they were not. They took great offense to Marcellus Knight coming out wearing Rixer Wolfsbane's headdress. Oh, we got May Dean in the comments going, you need to kick that dog. That dog. Oh.
But I mean, yeah, with all three teams, I mean, it's hard to pick a team because, you know, everybody's got different strategies going into it. But we will find out, you know, I'm curious to talk to TNT to find out, you know, what their history is with TLC matches and, you know, what their kind of strategy is. I know they're not going to give it up, but I mean, figure out what their plan is going into this match.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of them that I think is going to be absolutely fantastic. But one of them that I'm really looking forward to, though, is Preacher versus Logan Ridge. As Preacher went and cashed in right after TJ Kellis had actually won against Tobias Storm.
Yep.
And interesting thing there, let me pull this up here real quick, is how that match actually ended, in that Logan did a little bit of an interference, actually got a really good kick onto Tobias. And then afterwards, Logan actually dragged TJ Kellis to get the pin on Tobias, which kind of seemed like a little bit of a final nail in the coffin to his relationship with Jason Halbert. But I also think that, Logan Ridge, as a result of the match between himself and Preacher, Preacher won the right to fight contract. And that also kind of situated Logan Ridge into essentially kind of like a number one contendership spot area there. So we wound up with Logan Ridge interfering with that match, kind of picking who he thought he was going to wind up facing for the light heavyweight, or for the Lightning Division Championship.
I mean, he picked a perfect time to, you know, to cash in on that. Yeah, I mean, poor TJ didn't even get to have his name announced as the Lightning Division Champion before Preacher decided right at that perfect moment it was time to cash it in. And now, you know, these two are having a rematch, but now it's not for the right to fight. It's for the Lightning Division Championship.
Yeah, that I'm really looking forward to it, because, you know, those two, like I said, already have a history.
Yep.
During the match at Centralia Slam for the right for the right to fight contract. Got Maydeen, TJ never won. Tobias is still the champ. That's a really interesting point. Because Tobias was never actually announced as the winner.
I mean, yeah, but the bell did ring.
The bell did ring, but it was never announced that
I know.
He actually won.
I know everybody's like, oh, he's not, you know, he didn't win because it wasn't announced. The bell still rang. It still goes down his record book as him winning, but even though he didn't get it announced.
But he never even got to touch the title.
I know. That was the bad part, is he didn't get to touch the Lightning Division title or get his name announced, but, you know.
I mean, Dardar, me and Benny. Oh, Benny says, I'd rather not see Tobias as champion. Thank you, Preacher. Well, I Preacher and thank you, I was about to say, because TJ was the one who defeated Tobias and got the Lightning Division Championship off of him in the first place. Preacher just kind of saw his chance.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Here's a little question. If Tobias was victorious in that match, do you think Preacher would have cashed in?
You know what? I think Preacher probably still would have cashed in, because that was a very hard-hitting match. Both of those men at the end of that match were exhausted. So I do think that he still would have cashed in, because it would have been the perfect opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
Dardar, we need Tobias to have a match in Playboy. You know, that brings us to another thing on the card here, in that Playboy Double H has vowed PYT will be in attendance, because Playboy and Tobias do not have a match at the show.
Yeah, and when we had Tobias on last week, he was not very happy that. And I asked him, I said, so what happened? You know, with your ties with Jason Albert, how can you not get a match on the card? And he said that something must have just fell through the cracks, that it's probably someone else's fault, but, you know. But they said that they will be there in attendance.
And we have had Phoenix Quinn, co-CEO, on the show, and she has said that she sent Playboy an email.
Yep.
Benny, PYT likes to ruin matches. We'll see what match they ruin this time. I don't know if they like to ruin them. They do have creative tactics. They saying Sid's going to kill Marco. I can see it. You know, that does lead us right into the match that is on the card that has a member of PYT in it.
Yep.
And that is going to be Marco Hendricks versus Sid Holland for the Wrestling for a Cure Championship.
You know, Marco Hendricks, the only member of PYT actually on the card for Madness and Mayhem, and he is going after that Wrestling for a Cure championship.
Yep, and you know, it was announced that on our show that it was going to be for the Wrestling for a Cure championship.
Yep. And I mean, when we did have Playboy on very early of this podcast, we had Playboy on. He said that 2025 is going to be the year of PYT. Imagine if PYT walks into Madness and Mayhem and walks out the Wrestling for a Cure heavyweight champion.
Well, they could walk out carrying two pieces of gold, though. The Wrestling for a Cure champion and the NGW heavyweight champion. Because Playboy does currently hold the right to fight contract for the NGW heavyweight championship.
Yeah. And Playboy said he's just, you know, he's waiting for the perfect opportunity, like Preacher waited for the perfect opportunity. It seems like everybody who gets these right to fights always cashes it in at the perfect time, because you always got to wait for the perfect time to cash it in. We had the executive order cash it in on PYT to win the NGW tag team titles. Then we had Preacher cash in for the Lightning Division title. And now we're just waiting for Playboy. He's got that right to fight, and he's just waiting for the perfect opportunity to cash it in.
Yeah, we got Reinar the Hooligan, one of the members of the Great Heathen Army. 2025 is the year of Reinar and the Great Heathen Army. Get it right, Chucklehead.
I think he was talking to you.
I didn't say that 2025 was the year of PYT.
That's what Playboy said.
Playboy said that.
Playboy said that.
He was very confident in that declaration.
Yep.
Benny, exactly. See, Benny's standing up for you, Scott.
Yep. I mean,
but yeah, it's just PYT with Playboy having the right to fight contract. He can challenge it pretty much anytime he wants.
Yep.
So, yeah, he doesn't have an official match on the card, so to say, but he can come in and he can make himself a match. I imagine, you know, start of the show, first thing that happens, Playboy drags Dexter out, says he's cashing in. Dexter, Playboy have the match. Playboy wins. Then we're not going to get Dexter versus Mickey Midas. It will probably turn into Playboy Double H versus Mickey Midas.
Yeah. And don't forget, we did have, you know, Chris Cade did cash in that right to fight on a battered Marcellus and Scar after their match. I mean, you know, he cashed it in and won the heavyweight title.
Yes, he did.
So we have seen this in the past. You know, what happens if Mickey and Dexter literally just beat the crap out of each other and leave them, you know, in the ring? And that could be the perfect opportunity for Playboy to cash it in. Or he could just wait, you know.
It would be right in character, right? Perfect strategy for Playboy to strut down to the ring, right to fight contract in hand. When you have both Mickey and Dexter laying there, you're starting a 10 count because neither one of them are getting up. Here comes Playboy.
Yep. I mean, it could happen.
Absolutely anything can happen, really.
Exactly.
And, I mean, let's also not forget that we're going to be, for the first time, getting our eyes on the brand new Genesis Wrestling Women's Championship title.
Yep. You know, Phoenix was on here and she said that, you know, Amanda and Mayhem, she's going to unveil it. And we have our second qualifying match for the women's title. And they're going to actually get to see in person what they're actually fighting for.
Yes.
I mean, it's different when you know you're fighting for a championship. It's a little bit different when you actually see that championship in person and you know what that belt is. And not only are you going to win that title, but you are also going to be the first ever NGW Women's Champion.
Yep. Oh, good evening, Lamont. And, you know, speaking of, that second match is going to be the returning Shaza McKenzie versus the lovely Miss Larkin. And we had Chazzy McKenzie on the show a couple weeks ago. She's a very well world-traveled talent. She's been on AEW, NXT. She's worked all over the place.
Yep.
And she's going up against lovely Miss Larkin, who has interesting personality quirks, is one way to put it, I would say.
Yeah. You know, when we had Chazzy McKenzie last time in NGW, it was against Lexi Green, who won the first qualifying match. So if it does end up being Chazzy McKenzie going on, it could be Chazzy and Lexi again, but it could be for the NGW women's title this time.
Yeah, that would be absolutely amazing to see that type of a rematch.
But, you know, Miss Larkin, you know, the craziness of whatever you want to call her personality, but she has traveled all over. She is getting her name out all over the country, Larkin is, and she's going, you know, making strides everywhere she goes. I'm not counting her out in this match, especially when gold is on the line for this.
Yeah, we got Benny in the chat. He's excited to see who wins the women's title. I'm excited to see the women's title. Yeah, whoever wins that women's match, good luck against Lexi. I think Benny is rooting for Lexi to come out on top of this.
Yeah. I mean, Lexi, you know, did say when she joined the Gospel Damnation, you know.
And we got, apparently Shaft is going to be there on Saturday, too.
Oh, Shaft will be in the house, you know.
That'll be exciting, you know. I mean, Shaft in the house. The last time we saw a Shaft, if I remember correctly, was after his match with Playboy.
Yep.
I hope so. And then, of course, we will be having, for the first time, for the last time, Pretty Boy Floyd's final match against the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz.
I mean, you know, this match I'm really excited about. You know, we had both these gentlemen on a few weeks ago, and, you know, Floyd's wrapping up his career, and he's doing it his way. He's wrapping it up how he wants to end his career, and he's looking for a victory in NGW. He won a victory in IWA against CW Graves. He's looking for another victory against Ricky Cruz, but Ricky Cruz is not going to get him that easy victory. If he wants that victory, he's going to have to earn it.
No, we've previously had both these gentlemen on our show, and we were actually able to announce who Ricky Cruz was going to be facing on our show. And, you know, Ricky is not just going to let Pretty Boy Floyd walk in, play the classics, get a three count, and walk out. He promised that he's going to make it an extremely competitive match, and he wants that win. He wants Pretty Boy Floyd to go out on his back, taking the three count, and Ricky Cruz with his hand raised.
Yep.
But like you said, Pretty Boy Floyd went out with a win at IWA Productions.
He's looking to do it again at NGW. He's looking to end his career on a bunch of wins.
Yeah, we got Benny saying, I'm going to miss Floyd, but Ricky's got this, you know? And Tyler Adams, Pretty Boy Floyd versus Ricky Cruz will be must-see. Everything on the card is must-see.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But this one,
you know, yeah.
This one really, you know, gets you right here, though. Because, you know, Pretty Boy Floyd, he's been at this 35 years. And him and Ricky Cruz never... Well, they've been in the same promotions, but they've never been across the ring from each other before. This is the first time, the last time. This is certifiably, if you want to see this match live, this is the only time you're ever going to be able to do this. You know, we're not pulling, you know, what was it? The once in a lifetime matches that, you see again the next year. This is it.
Yeah. Imagine if we would have had this match a couple years ago when we started NGW. Imagine the rivalry and the feud these two would have if they had more than one match together. I mean, unfortunately, yeah, this is the last time, and it is the first time, but imagine if these two squared off multiple times at NGW before this was the final time.
Yeah, but you know what? Going out with the final match of being someone you have never faced before.
Yeah.
That also feels like it's a career highlight for both these men.
It is, yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, especially the first time you guys ever face each other. And, you know, obviously they know each other. They've been around this business a long time. They know each other. They watch each other. So, you know, they're always going to try to one-up each other. So this is going to be, you know, this is going to be an amazing match. And I cannot wait for this match.
And our friends at the Muskuta Herald just today, page 8 of the Muskuta Herald paper, has an interview with Pretty Boy Floyd in the paper, going over discussing his career, his upcoming final match, his other endeavors in life as an over-the-road trucker. And actually, and I'm sad that we didn't get to cover this during our interview with him, but did you know he's an international DJ?
No, I did not know that.
I did not know that until I read that article today.
Wow. You know, the Muskuta Herald, they're always a big supporter of NGW. And anytime we come to town, they roll out the red carpet for us. And they always do, you know, fantastic stories about the shows and about wrestlers and stuff. And it's awesome that we have that support in that town from that paper.
Yep. I highly recommend, if you get the chance, check out that article on either the Muskuta Herald website, or when you come to town this weekend to check out our show, go ahead, swing by one of the many local establishments, such as Tom's or any of the gas stations in town. We'll actually carry a physical copy of the paper for you to pick up. Got Kevin McKeevy. He's excited for NGW, but sadly we'll be late, but we will be there. You know, better late than never.
Exactly. You know.
And the whole card is absolutely great, stacked from top to bottom, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this is a pay-per-view quality show, which we do that every time when we come to Muskuta. We always produce a pay-per-view style show. But, I mean, this is one. I always say that every time, and I know it's a broken record. Everybody says, this is a show you do not want to miss. This is a show you don't know. Make sure you're there. You don't want to miss this show. But this is a show you definitely do not want to miss for multiple reasons.
So we got, I guess we got an elephant in the room here. We got Dardar wondering, camera guy, where's your hair? Well, interesting story on that front. If you remember back to last week, how I said that Donde was sending me messages that he wanted me to go with him somewhere. Well, I got in contact with Donde after the show, and long story short, if you check out either NGW's Facebook page or YouTube channel, you can see the result of where Donde wound up taking me. Another long story short, apparently there's a thing called a 48-hour hold. And, you know, they take away your glasses and they do that to you, too. I didn't know they could do that to you.
Yeah. Now you know. I mean, now you know what I go through almost every single weekend with Donde.
You've gone through that.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we've been in 5 alarm fires. We've been in a 16-car pileup. You know, we got clipped by a train. You know, I had to bail Herman out of jail. I mean, it's just, you know, I had to see a therapist, you know. Just, it's a Tuesday, you know, with me and Donde, you know.
Yeah, I saw one too. It wasn't by choice, though. We got Reinar asking me why I would ever get in the car with Donde. Donde said that he wanted to take me somewhere for a surprise. And I will say that was a surprise.
Oh, man. If you would have just answered your phone, it would have been better. But you don't listen to Donde's surprises. Donde's surprises are not are surprises.
You know, Donde has a whole bag of surprises.
Oh, I know.
You never know what he's going to pull out of that bag. My understanding is he pulled a child out of his bag of surprises once.
Yep. It was a mix up at daycare. You know, somebody ended up with Herman. He ended up with the baby. You know, it was just a little mix up. I mean, Herman gets quiet sometimes.
I mean, and my understanding is that Herman's doing better after his injury.
Yeah, he's doing better. He's still quiet, but you know, he's got a splitting headache.
Yeah, I can imagine. Poor Herman.
Yeah.
But I don't even know. Do you know if Donde is supposed to be there on Saturday? He's not on the card, but he's never really ever advertised. He just kind
of
give him a ride.
He said something about he had to go get a camera from somewhere.
I'm going to have to lock everything up again, aren't I?
Yeah.
I don't know how he got past the locks last time.
Well, I told him the password.
No, they're physical locks. They're in my cabinet.
Oh, he's got that little lock picking thing that I got him for Christmas.
Why would you get him a lock picking kit?
That's what he said. He said he wanted it. That
seems like a bad idea.
I mean, I thought it was a good idea. I got it off TMU for like really cheap. So it was a free gift. So, you know, Donnie loves it. He loves it. He said he gets in everywhere.
Scott, you have no respect for security procedures, do you?
No, that's like the password, you know.
Hey, Phoenix Quinn brings up a very good point that your therapist that you were going to because of Donde jumped off a roof.
No, she just went for a... She didn't jump off the roof. She tripped.
She tripped.
Herman was up there talking her head off. And she tripped over Herman. I got to get a new therapist. Speaking of that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I can recommend a couple after this last weekend.
I might have to bring Donde with.
You know, I kind of... I'm hopeful that he'll be there this weekend. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I mean, he did say...
Ryder said he showed up at his job 3 days ago. He had forcibly removed and banned.
Who showed up?
Donde.
Oh, he shows up everywhere.
But as you said, you know, Scott, the match that you are most looking forward to is... The tables, ladders, and chairs match.
Yes.
Everybody is just excited, looking forward to this match. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to try my best to dodge every single ladder that comes my way. And the very important thing on this one is that the current defending NGW Tag Team Champions, DNT, do not even have to be involved in the decision.
Nope. And that's what's... difficult in triple threat matches, they can get taken out first thing in the match and could not have anything to do with the ending of the match.
And, you know, like you said, we've got the Great Heathen Army. They're going to have all three members in. The FAM, TNT, they only have two members in.
Yep. But you know, like I said, TNT is tag team champions for a reason. So, obviously, they have a strategy coming into this match.
TNT has been absolutely dominant since they first stepped foot in New Genesis Wrestling.
I mean,
the first thing they did was they sent a video to NGW management saying that they were going to come in, putting everybody on notice, and they were going to walk out with the tag team titles, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, they did it.
And ever since then, I mean, they've been victorious both times that we've seen them, and I personally expect a third victory in a row from them.
I mean,
the level of dominance that they've just absolutely shown in New Genesis Wrestling.
Yes, exactly.
But let's go over a quick rundown of the accomplishments of TNT, current NGW Tag Team Champions, USWA Tag Team Champions, DCCW Tag Team Champions, CPW, AWE, Reach, graduates of Team 3D Wrestling Academy. They are second generation wrestlers and debuted in 2025. And another interesting fact about them that I was just made aware of just this past weekend, they made their debut at Reality of Wrestling, which is a promotion ran by WWE Hall of Famer Booker T.
I mean, those accomplishments, obviously, you know, with them being brothers, obviously tag team, you know, runs in them. I mean, all those tag team titles and everywhere they've traveled, you know.
They're absolutely well-traveled, world-renowned. What do you say we go ahead and bring them on, Scott?
Let's bring them on.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Terrence and Terrell Hughes, TNT. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. You guys are all getting all set for your tables, ladders, and chairs match this weekend?
I think we've been set. I think we've had this under control the whole time. I think we're just going to be it's going to be easy riding, easy match. We'll get in, get the job done, collect our money, and we'll head out. We've already beat the tag team, so we'll do it again.
And you have been absolutely dominant since you first stepped foot in New Genesis Wrestling. In that video that you set in before you premiered, you said it didn't matter who you were facing, whether or not it was going to be tag team championships, referee, camera guy. You're going to come in, put everybody on notice, take what you want and leave.
Exactly.
That's what we said we would do. That's what we did. And I don't know. The fam is going to have to do something special if they want to get a change, if they want to change that around.
I don't know. I feel like tables is our specialty. So now that you're adding tables to the mix, they should be scared. I'd be scared if I was them.
You guys are facing not only the fam, but the great Heathen Army. All members of Heathen Army will be legal for this match. You think that number game where it's a 3-on-2-on-2 is going to have any effect of the outcome?
No, I say bring it on. I don't care who shows up. If they want to get their ass kicked too, they'll get their ass kicked too.
We got Ryer the Hooligan, one of the members of Great Heathen Army in chat here, asking when did they beat us? As I recall, that comment disappeared there. As I recall them bailing while we took Raid to the fam.
That's not what happened. We left because we had to get our money. We were going to miss a flight. That's what happened.
If they don't, it's going to be the same outcome this time. We're on borrowed time. We got to get our money, get to our flight in a timely manner. So we decide how long we want this TLC match to be. If we want it to go 20, it'll go 20. If we want it to go 5, it'll go 5.
You know, with the Great Heathen Army interjecting themselves in your guys' rematch for the NGW Tag Team titles, now with it being a triple threat tag team, you know, I'm trying to think what I was saying here. Is there any tag team, like I said, you guys have faced the fam before, but you guys have not faced the Great Heathen Army. Is that, I mean, does it look as like them as like a tag team you've never faced before? Does it matter going in this tag team match? It doesn't matter what team it is. You guys have a plan in motion.
I'll give them their credit. I mean, both tag teams are pretty accomplished, pretty well traveled, pretty good tag teams, but no, it doesn't change anything. Like my brother said, it will, we'll kick their ass too. I think I remember last time when we were in the ring, I think they ran from us, didn't they?
Yeah, I remembered it differently. I remember them running from us. I don't remember it the other way around.
We had Marcellus Knight in the chat, one of the members of the fam. We had you beat last match, then the Heathen Army stuck their nose in our business.
I say excuses. Excuses, excuses, excuses.
This is a TLC match, which means ladders, tables, chairs, everything goes. It's going to be a lot of ideas coming from us just because of, well, our family. The Dudleys have been in how many TLC matches? They've taught us a couple things, so we have a good advantage here.
You know, speaking of, you know, your dad, you know, an innovator of the TLC matches, has he guys gave you guys some advice going into this TLC match?
Don't beat him up too bad. I taught you better than that. Let him live a little. Okay. Yeah, he said let him down easily. Don't crush their dreams. You know, they got families. They probably got kids. Hopefully they make it home to their wives or husbands or whatever. So, yeah, that's what he pretty much told us.
Now, you guys have, in the first time that you went off against the fam, used some creative tactics in order to get that victory.
I don't know what was the creative tactics. I think it was pretty simple to us. I think this weekend we'll have some creative tactics. But what creative tactics are you referring to?
Oh, there was a little bit of a switcheroo going on as far as the legal man.
Yeah.
I didn't see a switcheroo.
I think maybe you thought.
Well, neither did Scott.
No.
Yeah. I think I heard somebody say that, but that's not what happened. We didn't switch. Yeah, I don't know what people are talking. That would say that we would be cheating, but we don't cheat.
I didn't say it was cheating. I said it was creative tactics.
Well, you said
I think you were implying cheating. I think is what I heard. Maybe you should join the match. Maybe you should hop in there.
No, I that's more Scott's area than mine. Sky is going to be one of the referees in that match, is my understanding.
Yep. Well, I mean, with the TLC match, you know, anything goes. There's no DQ, no count out, no pinfall. The only way to win is to climb that ladder and get those belts. So pretty much my job is just stay out of the way.
I mean, do you guys even need the ladders to win, or are you just planning on going in, knocking the competition out?
Well, it's a TLC, so I think we kind of need ladders, don't we? As far as weapons, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I might as well use them if they're there, right?
You guys are very strong, dominant performers in the ring. You know, adding weapons to the mix, of course, only enhances what's available to you. But it would seem to me that you wouldn't need any weapons at all to actually.
I think this weekend we're going to have some fun with them. I think this weekend we're going to use the weapons, and we probably will bring something else other than a table, ladders, and chairs. I think we got some other weapons in mind.
Yeah, I don't think we need them, but we might still use them.
I mean, it is perfectly legal to bring other weapons into a tables, ladders, and chairs match. It's called tables, ladders, and chairs because that's the theme of it, but it is anything goes. Like Scott said, no disqualification. Whoever winds up holding those titles is the winner of the match.
I would imagine that everybody has their bets on us. I don't think people like the fam. That's my opinion. I heard a lot of boos for the fam, so I think the people already know.
Do you guys like the fam?
I don't either.
Yeah.
I think both teams, nobody likes.
You know, with it being a triple threat tag team match, you guys do not even have to play in the factors to lose your tag team titles.
There's a game plan. Somebody said, what are your plans going into this match? There's a game plan.
Yep.
Number one, we want to use all tables there. No tables left behind. Number two, Number two, we want to do what's that? What's the move that Edge and Christian do? What do you call it?
Concerto.
Concerto. I want to give one of them a concerto. That is number two.
Maybe to one of the fam. Yeah, I think maybe a concerto they can expect.
Number three, I want to do a swanton bomb from the ladder. And then after I get done playing around with them and doing that, I think my job is done. I'll climb the ladder. And me and my brother might hang there for a little bit just to show off. And then we'll snatch the titles, take them off, and we'll go home.
Might practice some moves, show off a little bit, then leave.
Now, have you guys ever, like, just taken a match just because you would enjoy pummeling on that particular opponent?
You mean, like, humbling them?
Yeah.
Most of, I'd say 90% of the time, yeah. That'd be it. Yeah, so let me ask you guys a question. What's your who's your pick? Who's your first pick going into this match?
Well, I would have to say, based off of your absolute dominance, say since you have stepped foot in New Genesis Wrestling, my money is actually on you guys.
What about
Don't get me wrong, the fam also absolutely wonderful tag team. Great Heathen Army. They've got three members to the two that you and the fam have, but you know, just your absolute dominance. We've got co-CEO of New Genesis Wrestling in the chat.
Somebody
her
said the fam
is the fam.
Tell Phoenix she doesn't, her opinion doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Phoenix writes the checks.
Yeah, she
as long as Phoenix writes our checks, she's all right.
I'll let it go. I'll let that go then.
I'll go to Phoenix. Yeah. As long as Phoenix writes. I think I gave Phoenix my number.
Isn't Phoenix, is that the one that does the sucky announcement?
Yeah, Phoenix, we gave her our number last time we were there. She texted me. I forgot to text her.
That's the one that
back.
Sounds really bad at the announcing, right?
The announcing, yeah. Yeah.
I thought she looked familiar.
No, Phoenix says she pays you. Step carefully.
Yeah. I think she texted me the other day, and I didn't get to it. I think she wanted to hang out.
Yeah.
She's what is our favorite place often. We've wrestled at? Well, I can tell you it's not here at New Genesis Wrestling. It's too easy here. The town
yeah,
is
we need
easy.
We need some more competition maybe to make it our favorite, right?
Yeah, I think I'd like to wrestle Phoenix, actually.
I don't know if she'd be down for that. So, of all the places that you guys have wrestled so far, and all the teams that you have faced, who would you say has been your toughest opponent so far in your career?
Toughest opponent?
I'd say probably Kazarian and Christopher Daniels. This is a good opportunity, and they were tough opponents. Learned a lot.
That was the AEW Dark match, correct?
Yeah, correct.
That was a good one. If I remember correctly, you didn't come away with the victory on that, but I'm sure both sides learned.
Well, they were old. They were old. We had to let them win. You can't beat up old men like that. You know, I learned a few things, but I couldn't beat it. We can't just beat them. Abuse on senior citizens. Did you see Christopher Daniels the other night? He looked like something was wrong with him. He was like punching himself the other night. I don't know if you watched, but yeah, those guys are old, so we.
I did not.
Oh, you didn't see it? Oh.
Yeah, I seen that.
Is there any talents that you haven't faced yet that you're looking forward to possibly facing in the future?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. You could name probably anybody right now.
Yeah, probably. I mean, right now there's a lot of good talent in NXT. The Usos, obviously being twins, second generation wrestlers. Motor City Machine Guns are killing it. The Gun Club. Yeah, there's a lot of tag teams. Really good tag teams
Street
right
Profits.
Now.
Some tag teams on the indies
Culture Inc. are pretty good. I don't know if you know Culture Inc. Some pretty good tag teams, though.
I haven't heard of Culture Inc. before. Where do they wrestle at?
Reality of Wrestling. Yeah.
And we also discussed the top there that you guys just joined up with Reality of Wrestling, which is Booker T's promotion in Texas, correct?
Yeah, correct. Booker T's. Yeah, we just wrestled there last week. The question said, on a serious note, did you always want to wrestle? If you could wrestle, where? What would you want to do? If you couldn't wrestle, what would you want to do? We've always wanted to wrestle because we were born into it. So I just feel like it was just something that you just kind of born into it. It's almost like a family business for us. So we didn't really expect to do anything else. Other than that, I don't know, probably opening my own business or I was really into like crime and CSI type stuff growing up when I was younger. So that was pretty interesting. I was also into art and stuff like that. So that was also something that I liked.
You're big into football. So football.
Football too, yeah. We were going to go to college for football, and then we decided not to.
Was there a moment that maybe you were at a show with your dad, or you guys were, you know, somewhere that it basically clicked and like you said, all right, this is definitely what I want to do. Was there like a pay-per-view you guys went with your dad that you seen wrestling?
Not really like one place, because we grew up during the Attitude Era. So okay. It was like every night, if you could think about. I mean, because you think about how stacked the shows were.
Yes.
From top to bottom. And we lived in New York when we were younger. So we were going to like Madison Square Garden. And then you could name, you know, I mean, the list, the card was stacked. I mean, you had the Dudleys, the Hardys, Edge of Christian, Undertaker, The Rock, Stone Cold, Chris Jericho, Chris Benoit, like everybody from top to bottom. So
there was one thing when we were in high school, in TNA is where Team 3D was at that time in 2000, and it was a couple of years ago, and I remember Vince Russo, who was the head writer, had an idea for the storyline of D-Von and Bubba to get personal. So they were together for so long, they would break up, and his idea was to bring us in and get us involved in the storylines. And so our dad was like, it wasn't so much us watching him where it clicked, but he was like, I think you guys should do it if you guys really want to, because we had been asking him to be involved in some capacity, kind of like Dominic Mysterio, because Dominic did it. And he said, if you guys really want to do it, we'll see how it goes. And we did one pay-per-view, and it was one pay-per-view. We put Bubba through a table, and the crowd reaction in person at the Impact Zone in Orlando was so well received, and I think in that moment feeling the adrenaline from the crowd there really made me realize, not from watching it but from actually being in it with Bubba, with D-Von, and setting him through the table and feeling the impact, was like, okay, that feels pretty cool. I think that I want to do that, like it's clicking for me. And then I think our dad saw how much fun we had in it and doing it with us. He was like, okay, I now seeing you guys do it, I can see this too. So I think it kind of clicked for all of us that it was something we'd want to do.
I guess to answer your question, yeah. Being behind the scenes and seeing how everything is put together makes you kind of want to do it too. So seeing, like, you know, getting to the building early in the day and seeing everybody do what they're doing and how the show is put together, you know, like a venue like Madison Square Garden, right? Like you get to the building and you're in awe that you're in Madison Square Garden. And then you're behind the scenes as a kid. And then you see what takes place at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3. And you kind of get fascinated with how the process is from behind the scenes. Then you go out to the crowd. You see the show. You're fascinated. Just how overall everything gets put together, you know?
Now, you guys trained at the Team 3D Wrestling Academy.
Yeah, right. We trained in Orlando, Florida. And at Team 3D Academy.
What was that like first getting into training proper?
What was that?
What was it like first getting into training proper for wrestling?
It was cool. They were our We didn't really get trained by Bubba very much. He popped in sometimes. It was really more Devon at first, and he was very old school. So we would basically, when people move in through schools, they'll kind of go through a quick process, and we went through a very slow process. Like, he really didn't want his sons going out there and embarrassing him. Of course, that wasn't what happened, but we had to pretty much start from scratch and then do it for so long until we perfected it 150%. So it was a slower process than I think most people at the school thought. Like, people were moving past us.
Yeah. Phoenix says some of the wrestlers at NGW agree you got to have fun. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, beating him up is a lot of fun. A lot of fun for us.
Now, what's one of the biggest mistakes that other teams make when they're stepping into the ring against TNT?
Stepping in the ring?
Yeah.
To start with?
Guys,
no, I'm saying mistake. That to start with, stepping in the ring.
Oh! The biggest mistake's doing it in the first place.
Yeah.
Turning their back. Or
not watching out for the 3D.
Or not knowing which twin is which twin. Somebody might switch places. We don't do that because it's illegal, but it could happen.
Just hypothetically speaking.
Yeah. Hypothetically speaking, knowing which twin is which twin.
Yeah. Exactly. You guys are defending tag team champions. Do you think NGW management is throwing an extra team in your way because they think that they're afraid that TNT is too dominant?
I think they're smart. I think they know that we need more tag teams. We need more competition. It's too easy for us. I think they're smart. I think that it's going to be a more entertaining match because we'll have six tag teams. So, no, I don't think that.
Yeah, just ask Alex Styles. Tell him how it was getting his ass kicked. Ask him how fun it was on the receiving end. Is that who just commented?
Yeah, Alex Steele, yep. Alex Steele saying whipping TNT's out to be fun. Alex Steele, partner to Marcellus Knight of the fam. So out of the tables, ladders, and chairs, I'm sure you're probably most familiar with utilizing tables in matches.
Yeah, I'm actually not familiar with ladders, to be honest.
But if there were another weapon, say, outside of tables, ladders, and chairs, that TNT would feel is there, you're probably most well-versed in utilizing, what would you think that would be?
Trash can. Because we like to put a lot of trash out.
And dump the trash. That's true.
I really don't like trash.
That is true. I do like taking the trash out. Hoglin's going to be the next trash. Hooligan.
Reinhard the Hooligan, who's here saying, beating all four of these nerds will be fun. Yeah. And Marcel saying, Scott, you need to pay attention.
Why don't we put a bet on this? If everyone who's talking trash is accurate in their statement and they're really going to beat our ass, I'll buy all of them beers. It ain't going to happen, but why don't we make that bet?
What brand?
Michelob Ultra.
We got Dardar in the chat asking, who is your wrestling idol?
I didn't really have one. I had multiple people I liked. I like Kurt, The Rock, and I'd say Edge were like the three people I really liked.
I had two favorite. I had Randy Orton and Stone Cold.
Do you think it was harder for you guys getting in the business because of who your dad was? Was he harder on you guys?
No, I think people test you. I think people test you a lot.
I think it's easier getting opportunities, but it's harder because of what you have to live up to. So I think it's both easier and harder.
Yeah, we got Scott. Pay attention. They both look different.
But here's the thing. In a TLC match, it doesn't matter because the only thing I need to see is who grabs the belt.
What if you're not wearing your glasses?
Well, that is a that is a little bit of a problem.
John and Moffitt, I've seen you guys in AEW before. Is there any current tag team champions that are in TNA, WWE, or AEW you definitely want to face?
Motor City Machine Guns seem like a fun tag team just because our styles are a little bit different, and they work so well together.
Now, who would you say so far in your career you have learned the most from?
Billy Gunn.
Yeah, we trained with Billy too for a while. And so having his insight on everything, because we had already heard everything from our dad. So Billy Gunn taking us and training us we learned a lot from him.
Yeah, we still do. We still see him all the time at the training center in Atlanta. He's a badass. He teaches you how to really, really beat some ass, pretty much. Yeah.
You know, obviously you guys are you guys traveled with your dad growing up and you guys got to go to these famous arenas all over the world. Is there one famous arena or something special to you guys that you may have visited as a fan, but you actually went back as a wrestler and actually got to wrestle in front of?
I think Madison Square Garden is the goal. That's the one bucket list. As far as the most memories that we've seen, I'd say the Impact Zone we wrestled in, but we saw him so many times there. As far as bucket list, I'd say Madison Square Garden or the Tokyo Dome would be the two places that we'd like to.
Tokyo Dome, that'd be quite the place to wrestle in. Now, are you guys familiar with like St. Louis wrestling history at all?
A little bit.
Well, is way, way back in the day before, you know, the territory system ended. The St. Louis area was actually the number two wrestling territory in the country, only behind New York. And one of the first more almost national television wrestling shows was Wrestling at the Chase out of the Chase Auditorium in St. Louis.
What was first, Texas?
I'm sorry?
Oh, you said New York was first, right?
Yep, New York was first place, and then the St. Louis territory was second. Texas was third or fourth, I think. But how does it feel to be wrestling around in the St. Louis area?
You know, we really don't like that city. We don't like the people in it. We don't like the fans in it. We don't like the wrestlers in it. The history's cool. But
we have an arch.
Yeah, that still sucks.
The only thing St. Louis has is Phoenix. It's the only thing that St. Louis has. Other than that, everything else is irrelevant.
So what is your favorite area to wrestle at currently then?
Favorite? We're going to Italy in 2 months. And
oh, wow.
The food is amazing. So I'd say pizza and wine. So... probably between Italy and Puerto Rico. The food is amazing.
Have you done much international wrestling?
We've done Switzerland, Italy. We did Ireland, and then we just did England. Yeah.
Wow. And Mexico.
Oh, Mexico. Yeah, yeah.
And Puerto Rico's not, I mean, it's the U.S., but it's not as, it's different culture, different world. We did Puerto Rico a lot.
Yep, one of the members of the New Genesis Wrestling. Ricky Cruz is actually from Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I know him.
Have you faced off with him?
No. He's probably scared, but no, he probably not yet.
Is we had Ricky Cruz on a while ago, and he works with a tag team partner. I forget the gentleman's name down in Florida. So, you know, it could be a possible match in the future, TNT versus Ricky Cruz and his partner.
Yeah, we'll beat him too. That'd be a good match, though. It'd be a good match.
Yeah. I think that'd be a fantastic match to see. Now, what would you say is the wrestling maneuver that you are the most proficient in?
You mean like what's tag the top team? Move? Oh.
I'm sorry?
Tag team?
Yeah, it's a tag team maneuver. Are you the most proficient in?
We've been doing the 3D since we were like five, so... Probably the 3D. We do the Doomsday Device too. We also have another move that we do. It's like a DVD. Puts me on top of his shoulders. He does like a fireman's carry on top of the other guy. Do a couple moves, but yeah, the 3D probably be the first pick.
Yeah. Let's see, Kevin McKeevy. If you guys had to wrestle one person in NGW, who would it be?
Whoever the heavyweight champion is, so I could win that too. Heavyweight champion
right now, that's Dexter Roswell. Are you guys eventually going to compete in singles competition?
No.
No reason to.
I mean, given how dominant you are as a tag team.
Yeah, well, make more money together, right? I mean,
yeah, but you'd think that dominance could carry over very easily into singles competition.
Yeah, we could, but then the tag team division would suck.
Well, I mean, we could, but then we'd stop beating up on the fam, and that doesn't get boring. So,
I mean, you guys facing the fam every single time, it's more and more entertaining no matter what way you look at it from.
Which one do you like to see us beat up more?
You know, I'd have to say between the two teams that you guys are coming up to face, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys go against the Great Heathen Army more than the fam, because it'll be a first time.
Would you like to see us spear the Great Heathen Army from the ladder?
You know, that could be quite entertaining.
I think we'll do it.
Now, when you're going up against another tag team, do you have set roles that each of you play as members of TNT? Is one of you more the strategist and the other the enforcer, or do you both play different roles?
Usually I'll do more. I leave my feet more. Like I'll do more dives, hurricanranas. He's more of brawler. So it's a little bit different, our styles.
Yeah, but
TLC, you won't see that, though. Huh? Yeah, we compliment each other.
Compliments.
True.
You know, with you guys having a history with, you know, your dad being early of the TLC matches, have you guys had, you know, obviously this is probably not your guys' first TLC match.
No, it is.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh, it is. Okay. I figured you guys would be coming in here with at least a couple of TLC matches underneath your guys' belt.
Lots of tables matches, no TLC.
Okay.
You know, Phoenix promised me a lot of money. So I decided, you know what, I'll do a TLC match. So I'm expecting my envelope of, you know, the figure she promised me. And that's why I'm doing the TLC match. So.
Now, are you excited about being your first TLC match?
I'm excited.
I'm excited. It's a lot of plans. A lot of plans, a lot of things I want to do. A
lot of weapons, a lot of furniture.
I want to know which of these dorks gets the Blood Eagle. I'll let you choose that.
I'll take it, and I'll pop right back up.
I'll take it, and I'll kick out.
I mean, obviously, you guys have a different mindset when you guys going in to a normal tag team match versus a tag team match that has no rules. Obviously, it's different mindset going into that.
Yeah. Yeah, more furniture to play with, more damage to the opponents, hopefully some blood.
Yeah. Now, out of all the ways that it's possible to win a match, whether it be a TLC match or a standard match, you know, yeah, you could win by a knockout, referee stoppage, you know, somebody tapping out, or the good old-fashioned 1-2-3. What's your favorite way to take home a win?
In a regular match?
Yeah.
I'd say 3D, since that's our move that we do. We've been passed on. So it's taking a lot of people out. Just keeping the tradition up, taking out people with the same move. Ask the fam. They know what it feels like.
Now, if you guys could, let's say, essentially rewrite the rule book to make TNT an unstoppable force, what's the first rule you'd change?
First rule? First rule for us to change, like for us, to, our game plan?
Yeah. You can rewrite the wrestling rule book. What's the first rule you change to make TNT a more dominant team?
Probably count outs, so I could beat them up outside the ring longer. Give me more time. But like I said, this weekend, no rules. I'm excited. No count outs. We got, what's today? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So the countdown's on two more days. So I'm ready. I'll beat them up all day, all night outside the ring.
Now, what is the dumbest thing that one of your opponents has tried to do to you in a match? Outside of win.
Dumbest thing. That they did, that they tried to do, or that they actually did?
Either.
Broke my nose because then I looked ugly for like a week. So he had a receipt coming.
Oh. How'd that happen?
He punched me in the nose.
Did you just sneak it in?
You know, I don't know, but I snuck one in later.
Can you ask Phoenix how much we're getting paid for this? Because is it by the hour, or how's she going to drop it? No, yeah, her pay. Like, how's this going to be sent to me?
For the podcast or the show on Saturday?
Both.
But, well, the podcast, you have to talk to Jason Halbert.
I heard it was 90 every 50 seconds, and we're at an hour 15. So what is that? 90 times. Okay.
It's fine. We got Halbert's checkbook. Don't worry about it. We can write all the numbers, all the zeros you guys want.
So are we going to take the fam's and the army's checks too when we win? Because I heard the rules of the match was the winner gets all of the money, right?
I don't know about that, Scott. That's more your area.
That's not mine. I mean, pictures. All I know is, you know, you guys, if you guys win, you guys walk out still in GW champions. Tag Team. Yeah. I don't know about that payday. That's something you're going to have to talk to Phoenix about, that one. She's the one who writes the paycheck. So,
yeah.
Now, you two have been I said before, absolutely dominant in NGW since you've stepped foot in the ring. Now, we have a chance for you guys tonight to prove your dominance in another fashion. Because we like to play a game here on High Voltage. And we like to call it... shock therapy. Are you guys familiar with this at all?
You ask us questions, right?
Yep. I'm going to ask you three questions. And if you get two out of the three questions right, you will actually win a signed poster for one of our viewers here tonight. And you will actually be playing for May Dean. Now, you guys know as TNT. And that name, I figure, is derived from your names, Terrence Terrell Hughes, correct?
Correct.
But everybody else would know TNT, of course, as an explosive compound. So we figured that the best questions to ask you guys would be other explosive compounds. Test your knowledge on everything explosive. Are you guys ready for this challenge?
Shoot them up.
Yep. All right. Now, we have a good record to where none of our guests have lost at this game. But only a select few have actually gotten all three correct. So, let's see how you do. Your first question. Who invented TNT, the explosive? Was it A, Dr. Boom from the Department of Destruction? B, Alfred Nobel? C, Captain Kaboom, the world's first human firework? Or D, a very unlucky scientist who was just trying to make fireworks?
B,
Alfred Nobel. And you are correct. Alfred Nobel, who actually, as a result of naming TNT, wound up creating the Nobel Prize because he was so ashamed at what the TNT wound up being used for. He originally invented it as a device to make mining easier. So you're one down. Your second question. What is the primary ingredient in black powder or gunpowder? A, the crushed dreams of firework designers. B, a secret recipe only known by the wizards. C, a mixture of charcoal, sulfur, and potassium nitrate. Or D, a sprinkle of magic and a dash of danger.
C.
C, a mixture of charcoal, sulfur, and potassium nitrate. You are correct. So congratulations. You got two correct. So you have won that sign poster for May. Congratulations, May. Now, are you ready to see if we can go three for three?
Sure.
Yep.
All right, and your third question. What is C4? A, the fourth sequel to the movie C3, slightly less dangerous. B, a plastic explosive used by the military. C, a secret ingredient in spicy hot sauce. Or D, a new flavor of soda that's just too extreme.
B,
plastic explosive used by the military. That is correct. A is for apple, B is for banana, C4 is for blowing stuff up. Oh, congratulations, gentlemen. You got all three questions correct, and you have won a signed poster for May Dean. So you guys are just absolutely continuing your dominance in NGW in every way possible.
I look forward to continuing the dominance this weekend.
Yeah, we got Alex Steele going, TNT will be former tag champions after Saturday.
Bet on that. I don't think we'll be seeing a change of hands. But that's okay. He can have his opinion.
Yeah, I have to say, it's been, you know, these last few shows, it's been an absolute pleasure being able to capture photographs of you guys in action.
I hope you'll get some good shots this weekend. I'll make sure to pose for the camera for you while I'm while I'm basically whooping all four of their asses. We might even do a what's up from the ladder. Get that shot.
No, I try to see there's a stark difference between myself and Scott. See, I try to capture everything, whereas Scott tries to see nothing.
Yeah, it works out good.
You're just in awe of us, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys, we've established that you don't cheat, that cheating is not something that you do. But do you enjoy incorporating, shall we say, creative tactics into your body of work?
Of course, yep. We're creative people, so we get creative with it.
What is your favorite creative tactic to utilize?
Well, I wouldn't tell you because then there's listeners that know that are going to wrestle us. I wouldn't tell all my tactics. I wouldn't tell actually nothing for them since they think they're going to win the tag team champions.
We got Ryan R5. 3 + 2 = 5. Now the questions make sense. I understand that, Reinar.
I think you have
some... because you guys said that you're going to beat all four of them up, and there's actually 5 in the match instead of 4.
Ah, yes.
There's 5? Oh.
Yes, because there's all 3 members of the Great Heathen Army.
Well, that's
if it takes 5 of them to try to take us and still not win, okay.
I mean, does the Great Heathen Army pose more of a threat now that there's an extra person added to their team, or no?
Not really. Because I think one of them is so small, it's like half a person, right?
Yeah, that would be Rickster Wolfbane, I'm pretty sure that you're referring
I think they got into a fight last time with someone in the crowd, I remember, and the guy beat his ass. So I think...
That was Reinar who actually got into a verbal altercation, shall we say, with LVK, who is...
I recall it being different. I recall his ass getting handed to him by someone from the crowd. So, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, no, I don't think they pose a threat.
I think it'll be... This is only the second time that ladders have been employed in New Genesis Wrestling, right, Scott?
Yes. First time was just a ladder match. This time it's an actual TLC match.
Okay, and you know, it's just one of those things where like NGW just kind of keeps upping the game here, and we got, what's this, Scott? What is this here? Unknown? Who is this?
Oh. So, apparently, Dondo was right. The code still works. So, let me shine some light on this subject.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marcellus Knight.
Well, it looks like you came in for a spoiler. Is that right?
Let's just say y'all talk the talk, but y'all can't walk the walk without some sort of help. Anyway, you couldn't beat us the first time without pulling a little switcheroo. Thanks, Scott. And the second time, you've gotten your butt saved by the not-so-great Heathen Army. So, that all ends this Saturday, because now there's nowhere for you guys to run. There's no one you guys can hide behind. So, with that being said, I hope you boys are ready, because you have unleashed something that nobody else should ever in their life see. And once we get through with you guys, not only will we have our hands raised in victory, they will be dragging your lifeless carcasses out of our ring and out of our company. And we will once again be NGW Tag Team Champions. And that's all I have to say about that, because I said what I said. So when everybody shows up, we're going to show out. And that's all that's needed to be said. So with that being said, you guys enjoy holding those titles while you can. Shine them up for us real good and make sure they're good and shiny. So when we present them after we win, the light is blinging off of them. I will see you boys Saturday.
Cool story. Can't wait to kick your ass.
Yo, how does this keep happening, Scott?
I told you the password.
You never change the link. You never change the pet. We need to actually get Reinar.
Yeah, I'm here.
Reinar the hooligan of the Great Heathen Army also decided to pay us a little interruption.
Yeah, I've been sitting here and I've been listening to these two chuckleheads run their mouth all night. Talk about this, talk about that. But the matter is, neither of you have stepped into the ring with any member of the Great Heathen Army. We're not your average wrestlers. But I can promise you that we're going to bring the war with us this Saturday. And this is going to be a home gang that they write the sagas about.
Yeah, I would love to see it happen.
It'd be fun to kick your ass for the first time. I mean, I'm waiting to do it. So hope you're anticipating the ass kicking.
Oh man, ass kicking ain't nothing to a guy like Reinar.
I can't wait to shove a ladder up your ass too.
Creative.
You'll be pulling splinters out of your ass too.
You're gonna be the one that we blood eagle in the center of the ring.
Oh, Reinar, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you, but this is TNT's time.
Yes, you could.
I'm sorry, no. Whenever Reinar shows up, it becomes Reinar's time.
Well, I'm sure you've said what you had to say.
Yeah, for the most part. For the most part, man, but it's going to be a really great experience to step into the ring with some second-generation superstars and make them bow before Reinar.
Bowing we won't be doing, but glad you recognize the talent.
I'm not going to take anything away from you guys. You're talented, real talented, but war is my area. This is what I do. And there is nothing
adept at raiding.
You think you're ready until you get smacked in the mouth.
Didn't that fan smack you in the mouth last time?
No, I seem to remember Phoenix deciding to stick her nose in my business and Eden's business and order us out of the ring. But I do remember watching you two sitting in the aisle wondering, I wonder what it feels like to get the hell beat out of me by those three guys.
I remember
all we could do is wonder. That's all we could do because it'll never happen.
I'm sure that's what you believe, man. Saturday's a different story.
No. Love to stick around and talk with you. You probably should go get ready for the match. Maybe pump some iron. Get yourself ready.
But all right.
Thank you for raiding us, Reinar.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I apologize about the interruptions here.
You know, time is money. Money is time.
Yeah. It's okay. We like doing charity work. We like talking to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, giving them a couple of our words. It's fine.
But I want to thank you, gentlemen, for joining us here tonight again. It's been wonderful, fantastic. I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. I look forward to seeing you win on Saturday, if that's how the cards play out.
The pleasure is yours. hopefully take some good photos and get ready to count 1, 2, 3.
Well, can't count 1, 2, 3 in a TLC match, but
you can still count 1, 2, 3.
Okay, I'll still count 1, 2, 3 if you guys win.
Get ready.
Who makes up the rules?
Who takes the title?
Who makes up
down.
The rules?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Good luck, gentlemen. Saturday, you know, in this TLC match. Thank you guys for taking time out of your guys' very busy schedule to joining us on here. Look forward to see you guys Saturday.
We got Dustin Odell saying TNT sucks. No, they're the current reigning defending NGW champion, tag team champions. I'd say that's as far from sucking as you can get. But thank you again, gentlemen. We will see you on Saturday.
It's Saturday.
All right.
Oh, that kind of broke down there at the end, didn't it?
Well, I really need to change the password. I went with this tech team, tech support. Donde recommended it. So,
well, there was your first mistake there, Scott. I told you that we need to change the link and the password every show. Otherwise, somebody could.
I mean, I changed it. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4 anymore. It's 5, 6, 7, 8. So I changed it. Now the link I got to change, but you know.
Yeah. But, oh, it's 2 days, Scott. This Saturday, the Lou Civic Center in Muskoda, Illinois, Madness and Mayhem. We will see the Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match, the first in NGW history, and also apparently TNT's first ever Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match, if you can believe it. That's
incredible. I couldn't believe it. When they told me that, I couldn't believe it, that this is their first TLC match.
That's I wouldn't have thought of that. They're very well versed in tables, they say. They utilize the 3D, but wow, their first TLC match, and we get to see it in New Genesis Wrestling.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, I can't wait. And also, of course, we're gonna be seeing Dexter Roswell defend the NGW Heavyweight Championship against Mickey Midas.
You know, we heard earlier, I mean, we heard the promo from Mickey, you know, Mickey said he's coming back for Dexter, and this time he's coming for that NGW Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah. I mean, he went and he, as he said in that video, laid Dexter out at the end of the match, and he did shake his hand, but he's obviously not done with him yet.
Yep.
And we're going to be seeing the second round of the NGW Women's Championship qualifier matches with Shaza McKenzie versus the lovely Miss Larkin.
Yep, round two of this match. I mean, not only do we get to see round two of the qualifying match, but we get to see the brand new NGW Women's Championship.
Yes, Phoenix Quinn is going to unveil the NGW Women's Championship belt. I can't wait to see that, Scott. With the way that every other title in New Genesis Wrestling looks, you know it's going to look fantastic.
Exactly. I mean, that's another reason why you got to be there in person, because that's the only way you're going to get to see it early. Because otherwise, the only time you're going to see it is when we crown the first ever NGW Women's Champion.
And of course, we're also going to be seeing one of the newest members of PYT, Marco Hendricks, going against Sid Holland for the Wrestling for a Cure Championship. Marco Hendricks looking to pick up the first bit of gold for PYT in 2025.
Yep.
And Playboy Double H is not happy with the fact that he does not currently have a match on the show, and he has vowed that PYT will be in attendance.
You know, him and Tobias.
What are we going to get?
Who? Yeah. Him and Tobias both are not on the card, and they're not very happy about it at all. They said they will be there this Saturday.
Well, we'll see what they've got up their sleeve, because, you know, like we said, Playboy Double H is the current Right to Fight contract holder, so he can demand a match anytime, but it have to be for that title.
Yep.
And we are going to be seeing the Lightning Division champion Preacher in his first title defense against Logan Ridge.
I mean, you know, these two have history together. You know, they competed at Centralia Slam for the Right to Fight Lightning Division Championship. Preacher was victorious in this. Now Preacher has that Lightning Division title. Now Logan Ridge is looking to not only beat Preacher, but also become the new Lightning Division champion.
Yep, and last but not least, for the first time, for the last time, Pretty Boy Floyd's final match against the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz.
I mean, the experience, the years that these has put in this business, in that match, I mean, over 50-something years of experience in that match, and this is the first time they're going one-on-one, and it's for NGW, but for Floyd, it is the last time.
Yeah, if you want to see this match, this is the only time you will ever be able to see it. We have plenty of firsts on this card.
Yes.
But this is the only first and last, though.
Yep.
I mean, 35 years, man, I can't imagine.
I mean, this is Floyd's final match. I mean, you know, if you guys have followed the career of Pretty Boy Floyd, I mean, he's been around for a long time, and he's ending his career in NGW, and he's looking to end it with a win over Ricky Cruz.
I mean, can you believe this will be our last time seeing the Freak Parade?
Yeah, I mean, that is crazy.
But, yeah, this is, as you said, this is a pay-per-view quality card coming right to you in Muskego, Illinois on Saturday. Make sure you go out and you get your tickets now, ngw.ticketleap.com. Get them, save a little bit of money getting them early, get some guaranteed front row ticket seats. You're definitely going to want to be front row for that tables, ladders, and chairs match.
Yeah, I mean, you know, same thing with the last show when we had the fans bring weapons match. I mean, you know, you get there, you buy your ticket, you get in 30 minutes early, you get to see some of the wrestlers, and you get to pick the perfect spot to watch that TLC match.
Yep, couldn't get better. Oh, we got LVK. Since you pushed me last time I was there, I now have to make sure you haven't forgotten about me and empty whatever is in your schedule to get destroyed by me. You did this to yourself, bum. I believe that's a message from LVK to Reinhard the Hooligan.
Yeah, Reinhard put his hands on LVK last time. And, you know, LVK was about ready to jump that barricade. But, you know, like I said, is he going to play a factor in this TLC match? You know, is he going to be there?
He's not currently signed to New Genesis Wrestling.
He's not.
But it is a tables, ladders, chairs match. Anything goes.
Yeah.
If he's been in contact with the fam and the fam have worked something out with him and NGW management, you know.
Because as of right now, he can't jump that guardrail and get involved in that match. No. But if he has some kind of pull with the fam, you know, we don't know. You know, they're keeping a hush-hush about this whole situation. So,
you know, everybody from all sides is keeping it hush-hush outside of the fact that everybody's going in this to win. Everybody's going in this to beat up everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have a strategy going in this TLC match.
And everybody is just promising surprises.
Exactly.
And I believe everybody when they say that they have something up their sleeve, because you have to have something up your sleeve when you're dealing with the tables, ladders, and chairs match. These are the crazy type of matches that take years off of people's careers.
Exactly. And you're not doing it for anything. You're doing it for those NGW tag team titles.
Yes. I mean,
fam is looking to become, you know, the first ever two-time NGW tag team champion.
Yep. Everybody's looking for some out. Fam, first ever two-time champion. The Great Heathen Army looking to become the tag team champions. You got TNT hoping to retain the championship.
I mean, you know, the Great Heathen Army has had success in tag team division. So has the fam, you know. So has TNT. So, you know,
TNT has been tag team champions, it looks like, almost everywhere they've been.
Exactly. And, you know, for a tag team to come in on your debut, promise that you're going to win the tag team titles, and then walk out the NGW tag team champions.
Yeah, you can't take. I mean, when you show up a dominant force like that, you just cannot discount anything that they say they're going to do.
Yes, and you know the history. You know their father with the history with TLC matches. You know, obviously the knowledge has been passed down to them. They're not going to reveal everything, because why would you give away your strategy? But, you know, but this is their first ever TLC match. They've been in they've been in tables matches before, but never have been they've been in a TLC match.
And they have the wisest resource on the matter to tap for knowledge.
Exactly.
This Saturday, get your tickets now. ngw.ticketleap.com. I want to once again thank you to everyone for joining us here tonight, and also a special thank you to our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muscoot, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois. I hope to see everybody there on Saturday, especially you, Scott. You're kind of essential to the whole thing.
Yep. I'm looking forward to being there Saturday.
Yep. But I want to, again, thank everybody for joining us. And we will see you on Saturday. Be sure to get your tickets in advance. ngw.ticketleap.com. See you there.